Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James, joined in studio by Paul Coppola with Bat Migration Association. Welcome back, Paul.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Doing great. I wanted to check back in with you now. You have been out in the field and you've gotten some calls and you're doing some exclusions,
yes,
as you call it.
Yes.
First of all, why do you call it a bat exclusion?
Basically because we're excluding the bat from the house.
And you're not killing the bat, you're doing it safely.
No, yes. It's all humane. We're actually not allowed to touch the bat. We can set up devices, one-way doors, and let them out, but we can't catch, kill, contain. You can't. The only thing that we really can do is if you have a bat flying around your living room and you think you're in threat of danger, we can come in and we can catch and release. So we can come in with a net, catch the bat, take it outside, release it without causing it any harm. But that's the most contact we can have with bats. Everything else is set up through, we seal up the home. You can find all the little nooks and crannies that a bat can manipulate. And then we seal all that up. And then you put up one-way doors. There are devices that let the bat out. And when it comes back, it kind of plugs itself up and the bat can't get back in.
Well, I wonder, and I'm half joking, but when you tell me stories about the jobs and when you go out to homes, it seems like people have bat denial. They immediately want to deny they have a bat problem.
Yeah. Most people will be like, no, it was just one bat, or, you know, they just been, bats don't really bother me. But Pat, people don't really understand how much a bat can cause damage to you and your home. Between the viruses and the diseases that they're host to, the things they can be infected with, they can have bat mites. There's so many things. You know, their feces alone, the guano, can cause histoplasmosis.
Yeah, can you go into that though real quick, Paul? What histoplasmosis is?
Histoplasmosis itself is a lung infection. It's a very bad lung infection, which can be treated, but it's very hard to treat. It takes multiple treatments. And after the treatments, you're still left with scars in your lungs. It causes scarring. Anyone with an immunodeficiency can be affected by this, and in a very terrible way. If you don't treat histoplasmosis, it can be fatal.
Let's talk about another new thing that you were telling me about, not new, but about bat mites.
And yeah.
What do people usually mistake bat mites for?
A lot of people mistake bat mites for bed bugs. They're very similar, and what happens is people will think they have bed bugs. So they'll call in a place like Terminex. They'll come in, they'll treat it, but they just never seem to be able to get rid of the bed bugs. The reason is they're bat mites. Until you get rid of the bats, you're not going to get, and they're very similar. Unless you had a microscope and you looked at them, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And they're just not going to go away until you get rid of the bats.
One thing that people may want to do is buy one of those sound wave.
The frequency.
During a certain frequency.
Yeah, those are great after an exclusion's done. The problem is if you set one of those in your attic before you get rid of the bats, you're just disrupting their flying pattern. That's going to end up pushing them out of the attic into your living space. You put one of those up and you're like, oh my gosh, we've got, you know, these bats just won't stop. They're coming more than they did before. Well, that's because now you're pushing them into your environment. Having said that, if you have one of those frequency emitters and you put that up there after the exclusion is done, that's great, because if a bat's trying to get back in and it's trying to manipulate something, that frequency is going to be able to keep them from wanting to keep after the house.
I'm going to try to ask what I think consumers are going to want to ask you, and that is, I don't think I have bats, Paul. Is it going to be real expensive, and how long will it take for you to come look and see if I do have bats?
At that point, when somebody calls me and they ask me that question, or if I run into them, first I ask them, what have you been up against so far? You know, if you haven't had any bats, what makes you think you might have bats? Most people are like, well, I see them flying around the outside of the house all the time. First off, you can go up to your attic and you can test the guano to see if it's from a bat or if you just have mouse droppings. Mm-hmm. And one way to do that is you put on a pair of, like, nitrile gloves. You pick up one of the pieces, you put it in the palm of your hand, and you'll just take your finger and mush it. If it tries to crumble into chunks or just won't break apart at all, that's from a rodent. If it breaks into like a fine brown dust, That's from a bat. And then you'll take a flashlight and you'll shine it on it. And when you move your hand around, it'll look like it has glitter or metal shavings in it. And that's because all they eat is flying insects, and the wings of the insects create that glittery look in their feces.
Folks, if you have a bat problem, or you think you might have a bat problem, you want to call this guy, Paul Coppola, Bat Migration Association. And he has an easy phone number, 889-BATS, 309-889-2287. I've come to remember that. Paul Coppola, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Terry. It was a pleasure.
You bet. And this has been the Business Spotlight.